Welcome back to Mountain Money. Here in the studio, we have Derek Coulter, who is the new owner of CKM Collision and Auto Repair. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about CKM. I know it's been around for a long time, and I also know that you're moving from being strictly a body shop into a more broad-scale auto repair facility.
Yeah, that's right. My partner and I purchased the business last fall, and this was historically a body shop only business, and then we realized a need for a lot of the locals to have auto repair here in Park City, and we doubled the size of the shop, and now we do a lot of other general maintenance for everything from classic cars. We have a 59 Corvette in the shop right now, all the way to more modern cars that have got electronic issues and maintenance and a lot of four-wheel drives, and just a variety of auto repairs so that folks don't have to go down to the valley to have their car serviced.
Now, many people have an instinct that when they have a relatively recent car, they need to go to the dealer because the dealer has access to electronic tools. Are you able to do a lot of those same electronic tools that the dealers can?
Absolutely. For most of the cars, you'll have electronic monitoring systems that will hook up to diagnostic machines so that we can diagnose just about anything else. And the dealership can't force you to go to the dealership for servicing repairs. You can have that done any place as long as you have the receipt and the repairs are done correctly.
And tell us a little bit about sort of what's going on with, I want to talk a little bit about collision because, as an older person, I know that I'm used to cars that were made out of a lot of metal. Now we see combinations of metal and fiberglass and I guess various plastics. How do you deal with those different materials?
Well, it has changed a lot. When I was an insurance adjuster in the late 80s and early 90s in California, you did have thicker metal that we would typically work with and thicker frames, and even the unibodies that were comprising cars at that time were easier to work on. Now it's changed quite a bit so that you have really thin gauge metals, and what that leads to is metals that you can't really work and you can't repair so much, and so now it's more panel replacements, and so the different materials now lend themselves more to being replaced than repaired. And so a lot of times people will get in an accident, just like, for instance, with rubber bumper covers, and they say, well, geez, I just got bumped in the back end and I don't see any damage. Well, the problem is that underneath that rubber bumper cover, there may be a styrofoam impact pad that gives the bumper its shape and helps protect the occupants of the car. And so they didn't get that repaired at the time, and then lo and behold, you'll see some of these a year down the road, and you'll see all the waves in the bumper cover, and it's because it had been hit and not repaired properly. So the technology has changed a lot over the last 25 or 30 years, and so you do need to stay up on the current technology to repair the cars, but it is more replacement-oriented than repair-oriented, like you were suggesting.
And in the replacement context, is it hard to match the paint, or can you sometimes get the – does it actually come in the right color?
No, we have paint mixing machines, and everything is all computerized right now to match the paint, and you're trying to get the tint just as good and close as you possibly can. The only challenges still are when you have a single stage paint or a paint that's been oxidized badly in the sun for a number of years, then it's hard to match faded paint. But aside from that, anything that's not too badly faded, we can match fairly close.
Let me ask you about replacement parts, especially body panels. They're always saying find one that's made in the U.S. and certainly not one that's made in Asia. Is that true, or are they still going to be about comparable?
Well, the replacement parts that are made in Asia and Mexico and different places have come a long ways. When I was in California and Nevada in the late 80s, a lot of those new technologies, new companies were coming in buying templates and getting replacement parts, and the fit and finish back then was really poor. Now the improvement is remarkable. It's difficult in a lot of cases to tell the difference between a replacement part and an OEM part. And the replacement parts could be brand new Asian body panels, or they could be used panels off of cars that are right now so that they're recycling and not having to go through the crusher, for instance. We may have a gentleman comes in with a 1998 GMC truck or a Jeep Grand Cherokee and has a hood. Well, maybe there's a used one that's available through a recycler that might also fit and be a good fit for that. So it's not one of the stereotypes in the past that the replacement parts are a lot different than the factory parts. It's not like it was 25 or 30 years ago.
How is it working with the insurance companies? Are they forcing you to do things that you would rather not do these days?
Most of the insurance companies now are not really forcing people and telling them things that are illegal anymore. It used to be insurance companies will tell people their own insurance, hey, this is our preferred body shop. You have to go to this body shop if you want to have your cars repaired, and we'll stand behind it with a lifetime warranty. A lot of consumers are also educated now to know that they can go to any body shop that they want, even if it's not the preferred shop for State Farm or State Farm or Allstate, for instance. State Farm Farmers or Allstate. So we can do that, and we stand behind our warranty just as much as the insurance company would. The difference of the direct repair shops has changed a little bit, so that it used to be that the insurance companies put a lot of pressure on consumers to have it repaired only at their own shop, that they could get some sort of cut rate deal done. But now most people understand they can go anywhere they want to have their cars repaired.
If you're looking at a bid situation and let's say your bid is a little higher, does the insurance company decline that, or do they just say, if the customer says, no, I want it done here, do they have to do that?
No. If a customer comes into us, and we have a lot of long-term loyal customers here in the Valley, and we give them an estimate, that estimate is sent to the insurance company. It's very rare that the insurance company will say, no, we're not going to agree with that estimate, for instance. And sometimes we'll get an estimate from the insurance company that may be slightly higher than ours. And for the most part, we all work together, and it's not one of those things that there's real problems on. Because it's gone to more panel replacement than repair times, the estimate for panel replacement from the insurance company or the panel replacement from our shop really shouldn't change that much.
And you mentioned that some of the your suppliers are using recycled parts. Do you do shops like yours ever deal directly with recyclers, or what does the supply chain look like for those kinds of parts?
Well, we do have suppliers, and they'll have their different sources. So we often have customers that come in, and they don't have collision coverage on their car, for instance, but they've got an older car that they really like, and they want to keep that car. Well, if they were to go to some other body shop and you write it for all brand new parts and replacing everything, it may total the car and it's not worth it. But sometimes people would rather have their car, and even if they have to put recycled parts on it, a used hood or used fenders, and keep that car and continue to use it, we're happy to work with the parts suppliers and try to find something economical to keep that car in service for someone rather than having them go out and buy another car.
So a customer can choose to do that, and if in that circumstance, because it makes sense to them, you can help them find the recycled parts.
Absolutely. We do it every day.
It's not like the old days when you'd have to go into the junkyard yourself and walk through aisles and aisles of vehicles. I hope they're now on computer and you can find the stuff a little more easily.
Right. Now, some customers may still want to go to Pick and Pull down in West Valley to try to do that, but very few of our customers have the time and the resources to go do that, because they would have to take off, 3 or 4 hours to go down there and do it and pick this part up and have their own tools and bring it back. And for most people, it's not worth taking off a half a day to go ahead and save, $50 or $100, which is the difference in having us get a replacement part on it.
Let's go back to the mechanic shop. I would assume, and perhaps I'm wrong, that it's getting harder to find good mechanics.
It is. We're searching for another technician right now. We're trying to find good quality technicians are really hard. And then also the challenge is trying to have technicians that want to stay up here and live in Park City, as the living wage and all those issues. The living wage in Park City is a lot different than the living wage in West Jordan. So trying to keep good technicians up here sometimes is challenging, but we have good technicians now. We're always, as we're getting busier, we're looking for another technician at the moment. And it's one of those things. You provide good service, you have more and more people that will come in, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
I'm just thinking, are there schools now that someone can attend if they wanted to say, I'm going to switch things now and I'm going to be a mechanic? There are places so they can go to get an education in this?
Absolutely. Utah Valley University has an excellent 1 and 2 year mechanical program for younger kids that want to become technicians. And you can do that, and you can get out if you're certified as you've got your 1 year certification, you've got a little bit of experience, you can make pretty decent money. And it's not one of those things that younger kids necessarily have to go to college if they would rather be interested in working in cars and trucks and engines. They can actually make good money doing that, and just as much as or more than school teachers can within just a couple of years.
Tell us a little bit about the breadth of vehicles that you can handle. Are you able to handle sort of foreign vehicles? We see a lot of fancy cars here in Park City, Porsches and Mercedes and vehicles like that. are you guys be able to handle those kinds of vehicles?
Yeah, we have just about any time. If you look in our shop, we have, like right now, we have a 59 Corvette in there. We have Ferraris that we repair on a regular basis.
And I guess Ferraris need to repair on a regular basis, don't they?
That's true. That's true. I mean, there's any little thing that goes wrong with it, those type of owners generally want to have those repaired very quickly. And if they were going down to the Ferrari dealer in Salt Lake, every little repair down there is extremely expensive. So we do repair some of those exotics, aluminum-bodied Mercedes. We had one of those in the shop a couple of months ago that we had to repair because they took it downtown, and the panel replacement on that was about $9,000. That's something that we can repair that panel for about $3,000. So if there's a big difference in some of those specialty items. But we have a lot of older four-wheel drives. We have late model Subarus, all of the late model four-wheel drives, and there's a lot of those up here, and that's typically what we service. But we also have the expertise to service more rare cars.
And routine maintenance like oil changes and brakes and radiator flushes, all those things are within the scope of what you do?
Absolutely. However, the only difference here is that we are not set up like a quickie lube, so that it's not something that somebody comes in and 15 minutes later everything is completely different. We're set up to provide a higher level of service and not just doing an oil change quickie sort of service like that. We're trying to provide better comprehensive maintenance.
So a more comprehensive checkup on the vehicle would be something. And could you make a reservation for that?
Sure, absolutely. That? Yeah, if someone wants to call in and say, hey, I'm going to drop my car off or come by at 3:00 on Thursday, can you take a look at my car? I've got squeaky brakes. Can you take a look at that and see what we need to do? Absolutely, we can do that.
I'm seeing more and more Teslas on the road today. Is that something that you would wish they'd take somewhere else, or are they okay to work on?
Well, we've not done any mechanical repairs on the Teslas. We've done some body repairs on a Tesla, but we have serviced quite a few Priuses, and Priuses are a hybrid, and there's a Prius in the shop right now, as a matter of fact, when I just left a little while ago.
Have you, with respect to the hybrids, have you seen issues where you have to actually replace those hybrid batteries, which I know when they first came out, everyone was very worried about that?
Most of the lifespan on those batteries are very long. It's not like you're replacing those batteries every 2 or 3 years. Those are batteries that will last 10 to 15 years generally. We have not done any battery replacement lately, and I don't know if that'd be something that Chad had done in the past, but it's just not something that's very common. But if it is something that does need to be done, most of those components are also very simple click-in and click-out components.
Thank you, Derek. Derek, new owner of CKM Collision and Mechanics, I guess.
And auto repair.
Auto repair. Yes. Okay. We appreciate you coming in. You are at 3095 Atkinson Road in Quinns Junction.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me.
Would you describe a little bit more? Because I don't think people know where Atkins Road is. How do you get there?
Well, the road that the main road that you're going to take from Park City to get to Camas, you're going to go underneath Highway 40. That's Quinns Junction. And if you go underneath the freeway and you go another about 100 yards to the east and turn left, that is the old frontage road. That's also old Highway 40 before it was turned into the interstate. And so it has two different addresses, Atkinson Road and then old Highway 40.
And the website is?
Our website right now is in the middle of being changed, but it's going to be ckmauto.com.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you in the community now.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll be back in a moment.